Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, August 7th, 2026. One of my first go-to sources for information about the decades-long struggle to protect Sears Island, Steve Miller, has just posted an article about his research into the ill-fated clam flat remediation on the island and the hit the local economy has taken as a result. The Substack article also includes a photo of the sandbars that were crossed to access the island until the state built a causeway so they could get big trucks out there. We're heading out to Islesboro this morning for an update, and Steve will let you know where you can find that article.
Hey, I'm Steve Miller. I'm Emeritus Director from Islesboro Islands Trust, and I'm working closely with Alliance for Sears Island and a bunch of allies who are all concerned about the future of Sears Island. You know, we do recognize, we've been talking recently about the offshore wind failure. The state couldn't get funding and it was, you know, collapsing even before Trump pretty much just put a stop to any further discussion about developing Sears Island for an offshore wind manufacturing facility. But it made sense at that moment, or this moment, to really give serious thought to where we're going with this. We do know that the Department of Transportation has intentions to develop Sears Island still. They're there, they're just in the background. So it seemed like a really opportune moment to review the 40 years of state failure at Sears Island. That's it's worse than embarrassing record. It's an unconscionable record that this is continuing to go along. And it seems to us that this is an absolutely perfect time to pursue permanent protection of Sears Island. We've had some meetings and we were discussing all of that, as well as specifically the causeway controversy that occurred early in the whole cargo port proposal to develop Sears Island back in the mostly in the 1980s and 90s. It was a 15-year process, but the causeway was early on and it was very controversial. There were court cases and so forth, and we've been looking closely at that because there were some really unanswered questions. When we look closely at that, we realized that not only did the causeway seriously degrade the environment where it's located, because it's an absolute solid fill, it covered over acres of important intertidal and subtidal area, but there was mitigation required. In order to put that into place, DOT agreed to create a little over 4 acres of clam habitat, so-called. So we took a hard look at that, and the record shows that that clam mitigation failed. So the situation remains that DOT built the causeway to Sears Island and said they would sort of pay for that, if you will, by creating these other clam flats, which have also failed. Various people were noting this in the 1990s, but then when the cargo port proposal was withdrawn, kind of the discussion went away. But we feel that there really is an unfulfilled obligation that needs to be addressed in some way. So I wrote a piece about that. It has some history in it as well as some view to the future. It's time to put these failures behind. This particular one is kind of a focused in on just that causeway and the mitigation for the causeway, but there were other failures as well. In fact, that illegal filling of freshwater wetlands, which went to court, there was a consent decree, but the consent decree even allows for, or says that there is the need for, further discussion about that illegal filling of wetlands if DOT develops anything. So that hasn't gone away either. So this particular piece I wrote is on my Steve Miller Substack page, and it's called hatmatack.substack. That's HATMATACK. Hatmatack is the name of a tree species. But hatmatack.substack.com is where you can find that. And it is also being distributed by the Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper Program. They have a newsletter going out tomorrow, I believe, and they will be distributing this information about the mitigation failure there. And then the Alliance itself is sending out a newsletter within a few days that will also redistribute this. We think it's information people really want to know about.
Thanks, Steve. I'll post links to his Substack and the groups that he mentioned, Alliance for Sears Island and Penn Bay Waterkeeper, on the archives of today's program at weru.org. For Round Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news at weru.org. Take care, have a good weekend, and thank you so much for all your generosity this week.